Hello.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm not sure again, but we did get disconnected. So, like I was saying, just to answer your question directly and specifically, you can cancel at any time in the next 6 weeks. That's not going to be a problem. I will reach out to you proactively before your next payment. You're not going to have to pay again until we get you that, get everything situated and moving forward here. I think you're going to see the return on investment with the Facebook ads, and your phone's going to be ringing even as we work with Google. We do have a lot of different options, and of course, you know, worst case time frames are a little bit scary, but it's almost never worst case scenario, right? I mean, that's worst case scenario for a reason. It almost never happens. We do have a lot of options to get things going here fairly quickly. We are going to choose the options that are going to be the fastest for you. And like I said, I'll reach out to you long before your next payment is scheduled. I will send you an invoice. It's not a bill, but just so you can see that your next payment won't be until May 16th, which is 6 weeks from today, or a little over 6 weeks, 6 weeks and 2 days, with April having 30 days. And then, like I said, your future billing would be on the 16th of the month moving forward once we get everything going here for you, and I know you're going to want to keep the service.
Okay. All right, and then I'll let you go. Last question is, so if I decide, okay, hey, I'm just trying to get things going here, so I'm going to see get things going on my end by the end of this week. But if
that's perfect.
Here, say, okay, this is not within my budget. If I decide to cancel, do you guys keep my $249, or how does that work?
So, you know, that is something that we can refund. I mean, you know, like I said, we want to do right by you. I used to work in client support. I know that we could refund that if worst case scenario, nothing gets done on the account, but obviously that's not the plan. We know that we're going to be able to get you the results that you're looking for. And like I said, I know I've talked to business owners before, both from my current position and before when I was with client support. You know, sometimes it is just a little bit challenging. It's a little bit scary. I mean, but it's a big deal, and it's a big change. But having that placement on that first page of Google, that long term is the best thing for really any business out there. So we'll get through this process. Like I said, our clients that give it the opportunity to work, they do see results and they keep the service long term. I know you're going to be a happy, satisfied client.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna generate that invoice. It's not a bill that is due, just so you can see that future billing has been pushed out to the 16th. Like I said, that's gonna be your new billing date. The first month is a 6 week first month.
1 second, Paul. I'm sorry.
2 days. Absolutely, sure, no problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so like I said, I'm just going to send you the invoice for the 16th of May. It's not a payment. I just want you to see that you've gotten an extra 2 weeks on the back end of that. So 6 weeks and 2 days would be the first month. Future billing would be on the 16th as well. I've already got it in my notes to follow up with Nikki and her team, and then, of course, to follow up with you prior to the 16th.
Okay.
All right. Well, I welcome the opportunity to work with you. I think you're going to love it, and I do appreciate your patience and your kindness in taking this phone call.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
You have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much. Take care. Okay.